Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So good, as always, to spend a few minutes talking some NBA right now with my next guest. You can find him on Twitter at HoopsCritic, HoopsCritic.com, or SiriusXM. And if you listen there, and if you listen this morning, I was on his show this morning with Brian Geltzeiler and Mitch Lawrence. And now, as Geltz so eloquently puts it, a day-night doubleheader as Geltz joins me right now. A home and home, if you will, as Geltz joins me right now on the program. Brian Geltzeiler joining me here on CBS Sports Radio. Geltz, what's happening, bud?
Well, what's up, Shawnee? How we doing, pal?
Doing good. Just banging away here on a Sunday night. And Geltz, I want to start with the San Antonio Spurs. We'll get to the Rockets and the Celtics last night in just a minute. But the San Antonio Spurs, 2-8 in their last 10 games, and they're sinking like a stone right now. And the Kawhi Leonard thing is still kind of a question mark. You know, he's back. He's practicing again. Is he going to come back? Your view of these next eight, I guess they've got about, 17, 18 games left for the Spurs. How do you think Greg Popovich is looking at this thing right now? Is he just looking at it like, hey, we got to win as many games as we can and try to get that 3 seed back? Or is there a more long-term view he's taking of the impact of these next couple months of basketball?
Well, I mean, in terms of, when Kawhi Leonard's contract expires in the summer of 19 and you're not on terms with him, I don't know how long-term you're looking at. I mean, I really feel like for the Spurs, this has always been a now team. You know, you're paying Ginobili, you're paying Parker, not that you're paying them enormous amounts of money, but these are guys, you have a veteran team that is designed to win now. And, you've gone 2-8 in your last 10, and now granted, they get Memphis tomorrow night. Their next three after Memphis are in Golden State, in Oklahoma City, and in Houston. So, I mean, this doesn't really get easier anytime soon for them. And the thing is, with the way the Western Conference is right now, they could come out of these next 4 games, 1-3, okay, and be 3-11 in their last 14 and pretty much below any chance they have of playing a home first-round playoff series. And that's going to make things a lot harder. Now, again, fresh legs, a highly functioning Kawhi Leonard back in that lineup, things could turn around very quickly for them. There's plenty of talent there with that group. But I think what we've seen here in terms of them reverting to the mean based upon their talent, and that Popovich is a great coach, but not necessarily a magician here, Shawnee, in the respect that he's kind of squeezed as much out of this group that he possibly can squeeze out of them without one of the top 5 players in the game on the floor. And that's the bottom line. There's nothing that is going to rescue the Spurs right now besides Kawhi Leonard coming back. Otherwise, this is a team that's going to be one and done in the first round without him. And when he does come back, is it going to be too little too late? I don't know, but the clock's ticking.
Yeah, and I just, Geltz, it's funny. And look, at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with what goes on the court. And I'm sure if Popovich were asked about it, he'd just grunt and ignore the question. But I just think it's funny that all of a sudden, like at this time when they're 2-8 and they've got this tough patch of schedule coming up, that this story drops about how Kawhi Leonard's having all these issues getting his shoe contract nailed down.
Yeah, I mean, that's also, you have to understand Kawhi is in the process of of moving representation, and he's moving representation over to a family member. So now all of a sudden, you know, it's, you know what happens when a new boss takes over the operation. Old deals aren't always honored. So now Kawhi's got somebody new in there who's working for him, and they're looking, listen, they're looking at, they're not necessarily sure if San Antonio is the right place for him. They're, you know, Kawhi is a Southern California kid that I've heard is a little bit homesick. Now the whole thing with this sneaker deal going on where they're looking for a lot more money, and all of a sudden, wait a second, maybe if we weren't in San Antonio, we can sign a bigger sneaker contract in a larger market. I mean, all these things come into play. And again, that sneaker thing looms large. Larger in this respect, because one thing I have heard, Johnny, is that Kawhi Leonard, the big thing with him leaving San Antonio, the big hook there above everything else is 5 years and $200 million. He's been all NBA already. He would get a Supermax. Okay, however, the right sneaker contract could make the Supermax not matter. So there's all these different machinations playing into it are going to have a lot to do with what happens with Leonard. It's one of the more compelling stories in the NBA right now. And I will say this, I think we'll see him back on the court sooner rather than later.
Interesting. Brian Geltzeiler joining me here on CBS Sports Radio. And Geltz, meanwhile, over in the East, it's funny how the dynamic in both conferences is very, very similar right now, in that you've got two teams at the very top that have separated themselves. And then you've got this other, you know, you've got these bunched up teams from three to whatever, and with one super compelling team in that bunch on either side. To me, it's San Antonio in the West because of what they, the bad stretch they've been through. And obviously, it's LeBron and the Cavs in the East, and they're not doing so hot right now either. What's the floor, do you think, for the Cavaliers in terms of seeding, looking at the rest of the season and looking how some of these other teams that are in that back part of this grouping of teams, like Philadelphia, have started to play?
I think realistically the floor is six. Right now it's very hard to have a lot of faith in the Milwaukee Bucks, who just lost four in a row and are three back of the Cavs in a loss column. So, and keep in mind, we're getting to a point where everybody's got less than 20 games left. Most teams have less than 20 games left. So it's going to become harder and harder to make up ground. But I would say this, I mean, listen, you're one game out of the loss and being in the six. Philly has won two in a row here, played very well. They're 8 out of their last 10. They've been good. The Wizards have just lost three in a row after playing very well and backed off them. All of a sudden, the Pacers are coming hard, and the Cavs can't guard anybody. Cavs can't get out of their own way. And it's interesting last night when you look at them giving up 126 to Denver, the guys that led Denver speaks volumes for where the Cavaliers are deficient right now. Gary Harris and Will Barton ate them alive last night. You're not defending anybody on the perimeter. Your wing defense is non-existent. And they brought in guys they thought would do that. Listen, George Hill was supposed to be an upgrade defensively in the backcourt. Now, granted, anybody from Isaiah Thomas is an upgrade. George Hill's not playing great there. They had a right to expect more for Rodney Hood. Now, I know Utah, you know, went in and out of being happy with Rodney Hood, but a big part of that was injuries. And they have a right at this point to expect more out of a healthy Rodney Hood. That adjustment process has been very difficult for Cleveland. And again, with teams having it a little more together than them, Indiana's interesting, Philadelphia's interesting. You could see the Cavs, another one. This is a team came been in the NBA Finals 3 years in a row. They could be on the road in the first round.
Is Kevin Love enough of an impact guy, Geltz, to get this thing sort of straightened out for them by the time the playoffs come around? Or is Kevin Love kind of regressed into being, you know, a guy, I know he's an all-star, but it's in the East. Just your thoughts on Kevin Love and the impact he could have.
Listen, potentially he could have a very positive impact. The problem is he brings another adjustment with him. Because what you've had now, what they've done since they made the deal is they've made LeBron the permanent four. Shetty Osmond's been playing the three spot with Hill and J.R. Smith. LeBron averaged a triple-double playing a four in the month of February and is playing at such an enormously high level right now, and the numbers he's putting up are ungodly. A 25-point, 15-rebound, 10-assist, triple-double, last night in a loss. I mean, but that he's doing unbelievable things at the four is the place for him. Kevin Love's a one-trick pony. You will never have adequate defense in the playoffs with Kevin Love playing the five. So Kevin Love's got to play the four, which means you're going to have to shuffle LeBron. Now, again, Shetty Osmond will go to the bench. It's not that big a deal. But the way you're configured, it makes it a little bit harder defensively. Now, you're without Tristan Thompson for a while. You're going to have to figure out how to hide Love on that end of the floor. And you're not really doing a good job of hiding anybody right now. So you put a guy you need on the floor desperately. Shoots 40% from three and is a world-class rebounder on both ends. You must put him on the floor, but he's another minus defensively. So the Cavs, as much as, yes, Love will be what the doctor ordered in terms of that second score, he creates a whole new round of problems that I'm not sure they can solve.
Brian Geltzeiler joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Geltz, we have about a minute, so I got to ask you about the Rockets here. Big win over the Celtics last night. Celtics controlled a lot of that game, but the Rockets able to put a 12-2 run together late in the game. What have we learned in this 15-game winning streak about the Rockets that should make Rocket fans feel better about their chances against the Warriors in the playoffs?
They have moments where they can play big-time defense. This is no joke on the defensive end of the floor. This is not your typical Mike D'Antoni soft defensive team that we've seen historically with D'Antoni. This is, Jeff Pizdelic runs a very solid defense. You've gone out and gotten terrific defensive personnel. Chris Paul does a great job on that end of the floor. Clint Capella, we know, but guys like Tucker and Bamute and Ariza's re-energized on that end of the floor. And James Harden's another one. They hide him when they have to, but James Harden's got one defensive strength. He guards the post well, and they find places to put him on guys that'll post up. So they use him very strategically and effectively on that end of the floor, too. They take a ton of threes. They're a great offensive team, one of the most efficient ones in the history of the league. But if you want to look at your silver lining and your chance in the playoffs, is because they have shown in this 15-game winning streak they can get stops when they need them.
Geltz, you nailed it as always, my friend, at Hoops Critic, hoopscritic.com. You can hear him on SiriusXM. Geltz, I really appreciate it. We'll do it again next week. Thanks.
Always my pleasure, Sean. Talk to you soon, brother.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.